Okay, let's get into today's daf, Psachim and daf Chav Beis. Psachim Chav Beis. We are on Chav Aleph Amid Beis, towards the bottom, about 8 lines up from the bottom, Bishlama L'Rabbi Meir. That's what we're going to start with. But just 1 hour from yesterday, I mentioned the Chacham Tzvi at the end of the shir, who comments on the Gemara up above, where the Gemara says, in the name of Rava, Chercho kodem zmano. If someone singes and burns the chametz before the zman of Isser, mutter bahano afila achar zmano. It's mutter bahano even lachar zmano. So I mentioned that the Chacham Tzvi uses this, so to read that to you. In Simon Ayin Hay, Maisa Pekaderis Barzel, Shabishlu Bachametz Shnatayim Yamim Kodem Pesach. For 2 years before Pesach, 2 years before Pesach was used for chametz. V'haisa nikiyen, it was clean. V'achar abur shteishanim bishlu baba Pesach. And after 2 years, they want to use it on Pesach. Yesh mina talmidim shebikshu le'asor hamispashal b'pesach. Some of the talmidim, some of the people involved, wanted to asur it. Mitam dekai malon, notzi tam lefgam b'pesach asur. Nosetam lefgam, which is taste after 24 hours, that is balua in pats, is asur. Amarti layam, and I told them, says the Chacham Tzvi, toim atem, you are mistaken. De'im kedivrechem, afim bishlu b'kedera, iser ze elef shanim chametz. Even if you were cooking it 1,000 years before, it's going to be usher. Zedavar she'ena das sovalto. It can't be. There has to be some type of limit. Elavada yeshir ludavar. There must be a shear, even though there's no explicit shear really in the Gemara. Umatzinu shekas fuzal chavis yana. And I found that there are others that write. The Chulu, he quotes, Al kozel lo malani libi lahatir b'shnei chadashim. I don't think 2 months it leaves. Da'at t'kaim lo kavish k'mevushal, edem mevushal mamish. The Chulu, and he says, so what's my shear? Says the Chacham Tzvi, Aval hamia yesh li rayas bruros, de la'acha yud beis chodesh, mutter. V'yav efter da'fil lechad chila, mutter levashal b'lahem, la'acha shnei masach chodesh. Ki ahi t'kaim malan. What's his first? Where does he get it from? That after a year, so he does not really have much in the terms of Gemaras. But he quotes, Kehid the Kaimalon, the Chamish Shechercho Kodem Zmano, Mutalacher Zmano. That's our Gemara. Because who's Al Dafilu Ba'achilu Mutter. Some Rishonim say that even Ba'achilu it becomes Mutter after Chercho. The Havi Kiafra, Viafta Ha'osrim Ba'achilu, and even those who say it's Usr to eat it, and the Mishnah only means us, the Gemara only means us Mutter of, in benefit, Eino Ella, Kivach Shaviskavin Le'achol, Usr Hare Achshave. Why would it be usher? Because by eating it, you now are showing chashivas to it. That's the halachic principle called achshavei. The Odin also, the dafka becherecho v'lo b'sarfo l'gamrei. Only if you singe it, not if you totally burn it. If you totally burn it, then if you eat it. When he continues and he's making the end maker a dim, but his first raya is our Gemara that we just quoted. Again, our Gemara says nothing about Yud Beis Chodesh, but he uses it to say once it's totally eino ra'uy anymore, that is enough, right? And that is what our Gemara is saying. If it's eino ra'uy, we had the discussion yesterday of Rashi Yatosfos, eino ra'uy for Adam, eino ra'uy even for Kelev, the Chulu. He does bring up the sugya of Achshave, which is an important sugya, halacha l'maiso. Where does it come up? It comes up by items that are not ra'uy l'achila, that I eat. So is that machsh of the item? So there are two discussions of the Rishonim, at least when it comes to the sugya of achshavei. Number one is back in the first parak, crumbs. Crumbs, so crumbs are not important. But if somebody is machshiv a crumb, achshavei, meaning they eat it, does that all of a sudden give it chashivas? They're going to violate the Isra Achila on a Da'oraisa level. So that's a discussion in the Rush and other Rishonim. Do you say achshavei when it comes to crumbs? The other is a discussion in the Achronim, relating to medicine. Medicines. What if this medicine is in a royal achila, it's a pill of some kind, but there are chametz ingredients in the medicine. So do I have to worry about that? Rav Moshe Feinstein says, Beferish, no, you do not have to worry about it because you don't apply achshavei in this context when it comes to medicine. He writes this in Arachayim Chelik Beis, Simin Sadi Beis, a tshuva that he wrote in 1960 to his Talmud, the Rav Moshe Ephraim, Ubedvar Arafua, Shat Tzorech Likach Gam BePesach, V'yata Choshesh Ulai Yishab Ezechash Chametz in the pill. V'hinei Mikivat Shehu LeRafuas HaNituach Sha'asu BeEver Pnimi you're taking this because of some type of surgery that you had, and you need to take this in order to make sure that everything's okay. Pashut shetzorach likach af mayav vadei chametz. Even if it was vadei chametz in there, you still want to take it. Taking it for medicinal purposes is not achshavei. Ube'etzem af belosar kana eichshash. Tekvar nivtal kodem ha-pesach mishem ochel. V'achshavei lo shayach b'davar shalokeach l'refuah. Important principle, says Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe thinks when it comes to medicine, you're not taking that because you really want to eat it. You're taking that because you have a problem, a medical problem. Therefore, you have to take it. Even disgusting, tasting items you take. That's your machshav. It is a food. No, you will acknowledge that you're taking medicine, not food. That's achshav. V'lochein ein lucha malachshosh v'tikach refuah kvisharba lucha rofe v'Hashem yisparach yitain sheyizel el refuah. Shem says that this should be for a refuah for you. So Rav Moshe says you would not apply the principle of achshav. He alludes there to the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, based on the Gemara, that before we take medicine, the Gemara says haholich la hanichlas la hakiz dam. Somebody goes to be make his dam. Somebody is bloodlets, which was thought of to be refuah. Then there's a yihi ratzo to say yiratzav afanach Hashem alokai she esek zelilu refuah kirofei chinamata. Right, and afterwards baruch rofei cholos. The Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah, the poskim quote that all before all we did the refuah, before we pop some Advils and Tylenol or whatever it is, that's an unknown yihi ratzo. But it's Yirasso that the poskim say, that the Shulchan Aruch says it by Akaza's Dab, but really by all medicine. Before someone takes medicine, it's just a good one-liner to learn by heart. Okay, that's where Moshe is alluding to in his last bracha to the Rivos Ephraim. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, 8 lines from the bottom. Bishloba. So we had a machlokas, if you remember, this is going to be the topic of the next 2 blot. A machlokas between Chizkiah and Rabbi Avahu. When the Torah says any type of lashon of achila, of an isser of achila, what does that include? Chizkiah says, you look at the word, literally, if it says ye achel, so then it can include an isser hana. But if it says lo sochal, do not eat it, so then all it means is a isser achila, but isser ana is not included. And that's against Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo says the Farish, any type of lashon used, lo socha, lo sochlo, lo ye achel, lo se achel, anything is including both an isser achila and an isser hana'ah. Until the Torah goes out of its way, it gives you a heter. The Torah goes out of its way, it says you are allowed to get hana'ah from it, so then you know. Otherwise, it would be included in both isurim, until there is a heter given. And what's his source? Nevela. His source is nevela, because the Torah says, don't eat nevela, but you are allowed to sell it to a nachri or give it to a ger. So you see from there why the Torah have to say that. It says, don't eat it. It must be, says Rabbi Avo, that lo sochal doesn't only mean not to eat it, it means even not to get benefit from it. And that's when the Torah has to come and say it is mutter. Good. Along the way, right before we had the break, we spoke about Ger and Nachri. Machlokas, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. That's what we're going to comment on right now. Rabbi Meir says that the pasuk is lav dafka. Right, it says to sell it to a Nachri or give it to a Ger, Ger Toshav. Really, it means either or. Why does it say the word O? Just to be makdim, that you should first try to give it to a Ger before Nachri b'machira. So that's what it means. It means lahakdim. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Yehuda says, it is bedavka, dvarim kechsavan. You should not give it to a nachri and not sell it to a ger. So that was the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, which we'll comment on again, but let's just first read the next piece. Says the Gemara now, bish laba, I understand it. And Rashi points out that this question is within Rabbi Avahu. Within Rabbi Avahu, who says that any lashon of isser achila includes even an isser hana. So bishlam al Rabbi Meir da amar echad ger ve'echad nachri bein b'mechira bein b'nesina. According to Rabbi Meir, who says you can do anything with anybody, it's lav dafka mi de itzra krala mishra nevela bahana'a, from the fact that the Torah required to say, to mention the heter of nevela and hana. That's what the pasuk is teaching me. Right, the pasuk is there purely to teach me the heter. That's what the pasuk is there for, and that's why you can learn to other isurim that when you don't have such heter, it is automatically asur bahana also. Elo the Rabbi Yehuda, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says, what is the reason for the pasuk? Da amar lo drav kechsav and uda asa. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you know why the pasuk says what it says? To teach me the order. To teach me specificity, what you were allowed to do. You have to sell it to this person and give it to this person. That's what the pasuk is teaching me. So how call how do you know this pasuk is teaching me the heter of nevela? Maybe it's there to teach me specifically what. Of course, we know that it's a heter of nevela even outside of this pasuk. The pasuk is teaching me which hanaos exactly are mutter. So according to Rabbi Yehuda within Rabbi Avohu, we're back to our question. We don't have a source for Rabbi Avohu. This pasuk doesn't tell me a heter and everybody else's mutter. This pasuk is telling me a specific detail of a heter. So maybe I would know a heter even without this pasuk. And that heter would apply to all Isurim. And this pasuk is just teaching me a specific law. So how does Rabbi Avohu know? Question. Derech Agav, before we go to the next one, what is the definition of a ger? Pasuk here just says ger. So we say it means ger toshav. What is ger toshav? So Rashi all over Shas says the same thing. Says it here too. Rashi says, towards the end of Dibur Maskala Hakdim, Rashi says, Vahai ger, beger toshav ka'amar. Who is that? Shekibel alav shalolavon akum va'ochal neveilus. So what does Rashi mean there? He's accepted not to do avodah zarah, but he eats treif. Meaning treif is not one of the Sheva Mitzvot Rei Noach. So ochal neveilus. And he's accepted law of Avodah Zarah. Does Rashi mean all Sheva Mitzvos? Doesn't sound that way. Doesn't sound that way. It just says specifically Avodah Zarah. That's a Ger Toshav. It's a Ger Toshav. So what would, if we would ask, what is a Ben Noach? If the Gemara uses the term of Ben Noach, the Gemara at the beginning of Avodah Zarah discusses Lifnei Iver, which B'ez Hashem will come up today also. It says, not being Moshet Ever Ben Achai to a Ben Noach. So, what's a Ben Noach? Is that different than a Ger Toshav? That's somebody who keeps all Sheva Mitzvos? So maybe that's what Rashi would say. Rashi says that a Ger Toshav is somebody who accepts not to do Avodah Zarah. A Ben Noach is somebody who keeps all the Sheva Mitzvos. If you look in the Ritva has kind of the opposite definition. The Ritva in Makos, on Daf Tes, tells us that there are really three terms that are used. Kusi, Ger Toshav, and Ben Noach. And in the Ritva's hierarchy, he says a Ger Toshav is a non-Jew who accepts in front of a Bezdin to be Mekayim all Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Ger Toshav is the highest form, right? He accepts to do all the mitzvahs. Ukazeh. And regarding this one, Mutzul is Yashe B'neinu, they're allowed to live with us. V'lazenu Ger Toshav, V'kiva Shekiblan B'Bezdin, Hu Nikra B'Sheva Mitzvahs Elu Mitzuveh V'Yoseh. And he's called a mitzvah viosa because he has accepted to do it. V'chiha anu mitzuvin lachioso. And as based on this nachri, we are commanded to be mechaye kiddichsev, as the pasuk says. V'chayachi chaimach. Right? As the pasuk quoted yesterday, mitzuvin lachioso. The Gemara quoted yesterday, mitzuvin lachioso. That's a ger toshav. A ben noach, says the Ritva, is one who was not mekabel and bested, but we know he does them on his own. He's considered an eno mitzuvah viosa. He quotes a pasuk. And then you have the third category, a kusi. She'eno zar l'kayim sheva mitzvahs. Stame, a nachri who doesn't fulfill the sheva mitzvahs rei noach, and the halachas of kusi apply to him. Anyway, all the three categories, says the Ritva, various Rishonim have different definitions of ben noach. Okay, so that is Rebbe, that's Rashi here, and that is the Ritva. So the Gemara asks a question. What is the source? We've docked out the first source suggestion of Rebbe Avahu. We said maybe your source is Nevela, so we have to come up with a different source. How do you know that any Lashon of Achila always means automatically an Isser Hana'a unless specified the Heter? So how do you know? So the Gemara says, bottom line, Nafgalei, not from Nevela, which we just tried, but from Trefa. From Trefa. Milakelav tashlichun oso. The pasuk says, throw it to a dog. Oso atamashlach lakelav. This trefa, an animal that had a problem in its lung, v'chulu, even though it had a proper shchita. Oso atamashlach lakelav. Yatamashlach lakelav kol isurim shabbat Torah. This you can throw to a dog, but you can't throw other isurim to a dog because it is aser bihana. Okay, that is option number two. We mentioned in the past. Again, not to go through all the sources again, but Reb Chaim, and it is said that this was his bar mitzvah shetel, his bar mitzvah drasha. Reb Chaim says that even though our Gemara here has two different suggestions. Number one, Nevela, number two, Treifa. And it is two different Isurim. Two separate Isurim in the Los Asays. Reb Chaim thought that the shame Isur of Nevela and of Treifa were connected. And they could be at root one Isur. Even though on the surface, Nevela, what do you mean? Nevela is an animal that dies without Shechita. An animal that does not have a proper Shechita, that's a Nevela. A Treifa we usually define as, even if it has a proper Shechita. But there's some other problem. There's a hole in the lung. There's another mum kavua in one of the internal organs. Like the Gemara and the Mishnayos list off in the third parak of Maseches Chulin in Neilu Treifas. So they're very different. Nevela didn't have Shechita. Treifa had Shechita. So Reb Chaim proved from a number of Rambams and others, and other Rishonim, that really Nevela Treifa is one root shame Isser. Again, various rayas. One of the major rayas is the Mishnayos that discuss that a nevela and a treifa can be mitztarif in the shear. If you eat a half a kezias of nevela and half a kezias of treifa, they're mitztarif. That doesn't come up by isurim that do not, right, they don't have anything to do with each other. Pigla and noser do not combine. Truma and bikurim and chala, they might combine, because they're all called truma by the Torah. So yet needs some affinity between various isurim to combine. So Reb Chaim points out, nevela and treifa combine. Just one raya, one other raya I'll mention that the Reb Chaim like to bring, and the sources that quote Reb Chaim like to bring, that he brought, is a Rambam in Hilchas Shar Avos HaTumos. The Rambam says there, discussing the Shechita of a non-Jew. The non-Jew Shechs, what's the halacha? So is that a nevela or is that a treifa? He did an act of Shechita. So the Rambam says, Shechitas Akum Nevela Umetame B'masa. Wow. The Shechita of a non-Jew, if you watch him, he does exactly the act of Shechita, like a Jew should do, it's called the Nevela. Called the Nevela. And it is Mitame B'masa. Wow, it's Mitame like Nevela. That's an afkamina between Nevela and Treifa. A Treifa does not cause Tumah, right? But Nevela is an Avatumah. First Mishperakim Mesechus Kalim. So Shechita's Nachri is a Nevela and it's Mitame B'masa. Va'afila Yisrael Omen Al Gabov. Even if a Jew is watching him, V'shachad B'sakin Yafeh Shechita Karoi. Even if he does a perfect Shechita, from our view, still that is called a nevela. Echad hanachri, ve'echad kusi, o ger toshav. He quotes three categories. Shechitas a nevela, it's all a nevela. And then the Rambam adds, v'karov be'enai, sha'av zemi divrei sofrim. I think this is tumah derabanan. On a daraisa level, I don't think there's any tumah here. I think it's on a derabanan level that there is tumas nevela by a shechitas akum. Why? Based on an Avodah Zarah. And then he says, and don't ask on me, where do you ever have something that's usher to eat and not tameh d'oraisa? Where do you ever have such a thing? V'yim tomar havalo hi asura ba'achila din Torah. It's usher d'oraisa to eat. So how can you say this nevela is not tameh? Says the Rambam, lo kala asur ba'achila mitameh. Not everything that's usher to eat makes you tameh d'oraisa. Shaharei Hatreifa asura v'tahora. After all, what about a treifa? It's asur to eat, and yet it is tahor. V'yef v'chulu. So Reb Chaim's model that he brings for Shechitas akum being mitame only derabanan is treifa. What does treifa have to do with nevela? By shechitas akum, the Gemara says it's nevela with a, according to the Rambam, with only tumah derabanan. And the Rambam's model for that is Treifa, which is not Tamei Daraisa. So says Reb Chaim, because they're connected. It's really one shame Isser Nevela and Treifa. Derech Agav, derive it here. Mitzvah's no, right, doesn't hold back. He says, Amar Avram, on this Rambam, that says it's only a Tumah Darabanan, Zuhi Achas Misfarosav, V'ein Bekulon Pchusa Mizu. There is no worse svara than this one. He says this 20 times. So I don't know how they could all be worse than all the other ones. He says here, Ve'ein Bekulon Pchusa Mizu, Kihem Kebehemos. Right? Shechitas Akum is like Shechitas Behema. Ve'ein Metamin, Ve'ein Amitamin, Amado Melech Amor, Hein Gayim, Kemar Midli, V'yes Kulam Yisaruach. V'achoshev osam l'klum. If you think this ruach, this svara is anything, osef ruach b'knafav, you are gathering wind, says the Raivin. Either way, the Raivin is pretty charif when he talks about this Rambam, but this is the Rambam. Rambam comparing it to Shechitas Akum compared to Treifa. Again, there are other rayas, but we'll leave it at that. Our Gemara, again for Rabbi Yavo, what's the first raya? Nevela. What's the first precedent to teach me that the Lashon of Achila in the Torah always includes Isser Hana Nevela. When we knocked that out, we brought in Trefa. Now the Gemara just says, V'Rebbe Meir, according to Rebbe Meir, who can use, remember we asked, we said Bishlam or Rebbe Meir before. Our only problem was for Rebbe Yehuda. So Rebbe Meir could use Nevela for the precedent for Rabbi Avahu. So he does not need to use the Pasuk by Treifa for that. So what does he use the Pasuk by Treifa for? So for Rabbi Meir, Oso atamashlech lekelev, v'i atamashlech lekelev, chulin shenishchetu ba'azara. That's what this Pasuk is excluding. Not excluding all other Isurim, but specifically chulin shenishchetu ba'azara. Why would I, what does that have to do with the Isur of Treifa? So Rashi explains, Treifa includes part of an animal which went out of its mechitza. Meaning, let's say an animal stuck its arm out of its mother, right, out of its parent before shechita, and then it was chopped off. And then you shechted the mother. There's no heter shechita for that limb. That limb is called chutz l'mechitza, so that's an example of treifa. It's sort of treifa. So, another type of treifa, if that's called treifa, then all, Rashi quotes Chazal from Chulin, right, all parts of an animal or animals that are out of its proper place is included and connected somehow in a more flexible sense to the Isser of Treifa. So Chulin Shenishchetu Ba'Azara is also an example of an item which is not in its proper place. So that's how it's included, connected to Treifa, and that's why the Pasuk is excluding it. That's what Rabbi Meir says. This, also, a real treifa, there is an heter of hana'a, but there is no heter of hana'a by chulin shenishchetu ba'azara, which is a different form of treifa. Ve'idach, and the other opinion, Rabbi Yehuda. What would Rabbi Yehuda say? How does he know this halacha? He doesn't need to know this halacha. Chulin shenishchetu ba'azara, lav da'oraisehi. Chulin shechtet in the azara, not da'oraisa. What does that mean? It's mutter da'oraisa? No. You're not allowed to shecht chulin and azara on a da'oraisa level. But what about the Isser of Hana'a by Chulin Shenishchetu Ba'Azara? That's what Rashi says is being referred to here. The Isser Hana'a of Chulin Shenishchetu Ba'Azara is only Durabanan. Rashi and Tosfos discuss that right here. Either way, so this is what Rabbi Yehuda does with the Pasuk. There is an important discussion also. There is not only an Isser of shechting Chulin Shenishchetu Ba'Azara, but the Gemara elsewhere also intimates that even just bringing Chulin into the Azara could be a problem. Not just shechting Chulin and Azara, just bringing something that has no connection. Let's go back for a second. There is an Isser of Avah. What is included in that? What if I bring a table into the Azara? Is that an Isser Daraisa of Chulin Shenishchetu Ba'Azara? What if I bring my tuna sandwich? Right, is that an Isser? So let's read the Rambam. The Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchos Shechita, the Rambam says in Perek Beis, V'zeh shenishchar chutz l'amakom hu shemot elachlo b'kal ha'sharim, aval shochet chulin ba'azara oso habasar tahor. That's tar, because it's an example of a treifa. The aser bahana'a, kibasar b'chalav. Is aser bahana'a like basar b'chalav? Right, which makes it sound like a daraisa. Why is he comparing it to basar b'chalav? The chayotzebo, the kovar oso, the efro aser. The chulu, that's the Rambam. The very next halacha. The lo behema chaya bilvad. The isra of chulun b'azara doesn't only apply to behemos and chayos. But what? Ela kol hachulin, aser lachnis on lazara. All chulin, you're not allowed to bring into the Azara. Afilu, what's the Rambam's afilu? Afilu basar shchuta, even shechted meat, operos, the pas, or fruit or bread. If I bring some fruit into the Azara, I also violate. Im avar v'hechnisan, and if I did bring them in, mutarin v'achilo kishehayu, they're mutter to eat as they were, but you weren't allowed to bring them in. V'dvarim elu kula midivrei kabbalahein, they're divrei kabbalah. And then the Rambam adds, "V'kol ashochet chulin ba'azara, oha ochel kizayis mi psar chulin shenishchetu ba'azara, makin oso makas mardus." You get rabbinic lashes. So this is very unclear. Machlokas Rishonim. What does the Rambam mean? Does he mean that it's all? Is he passing like the Manda Amar chulin shenishchetu ba'azara aser b'drabanan? Because he only says Makas Mardus. Or is this one of those examples of an Isser Da'oraisa, but you're not going to get Malkus Da'oraisa for some reason. So therefore, you're going to get Malkus Mardus, but it does not reflect an Isser Da'rabanan. So that is a question in the Rambam. The other question that's not clear in the Rambam is the Rambam says, if you bring anything into the Azara, it's a problem. Even what? Fruit and bread. So is he just stop giving examples? Could he give any examples? The Rashbin and Shuvah discusses, I'm not so sure. Maybe the Rambam is only giving examples of items that could be, that min is hukrav as a type of carbon in the Azara. Peros, we have bikurim. Pas, we have a carbon mincha. But maybe even the Rambam would agree that if you bring a chair into the Azara, if you bring a beged into the Azara for no reason, that wouldn't be violate. So that is what is not clear in the Rambam also. There's a very large Mishnah Lamelech here, one of those four column Mishnah Lamelechs, that discuss this, that what is included, right? He says, "Bipshat divrei Rabbeinu nireb dechol davar shu chulin also akas bazara av davar shu ein dugmaso karv lagabi amizbeach." Avol Rashba, the Rashba says, no, it must be that the examples he gives, peros v'lechem, are because those have a parallel. Lechem is lach meitoda, peros a peros bikurim. So those are two issues that are not clear in the Shitas HaRambam regarding chulin shenishchetu ba'azara. Okay, we continue. Massive. These next two blad are two of those types of blad and shas we could spend hours and hours on because we quote from all different halachic contexts. Because we're going to talk about Rabbi Avo here. We're going to say, what about this issue? What about that issue? It's every four lines. It's a different topic. It's one of those great dafim in shas which bring up all different types of issues. So massive, Rabbi Yitzchak Anafka. Okay, so we're trying to figure out, does Rabbi Avo fit in? Do all these serve in the Torah? Whenever it says lo sochal, it includes an isser hanah. What about v'harei git hanashem? V'rachman, d'rachman, amar, the Torah says, al kein lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael as git hanashem. The pasuk says, the b'nei Yisrael don't eat the git hanashem. V'itnan, and the Mishnah says in perek git hanashem. In meseches chulin, sholeach adam, yarech l'nachri, v'git hanashem b'socho. A person could send a yarech, a thigh, to a non-Jew with a ganash inside of it. No problem. Because it's clear. We're not worried that a Jew is going to go buy it from the non-Jew because he'll know that it originated from a Jew because seeing the ganash is clear. Right? It's not hard to see. And that's why you can give it to the non-Jew because mekomo nikar. Question mark. What do you see from there? Ganash is mutar bahana. You're allowed to sell it to, you're allowed to send it to a non-Jew. Right? He's going to be makir tov to you. Yet it says, lo yochlo b'nei Yisrael. What do you mean? I thought every Lashon of Achila is Asher Bana also. Question mark. Answer. Kasav, Rabbi Avo, you know what Rabbi Avo would say? Kitcha chutra nevela, he v'chelba v'gida chutra. When nevelas had the heter, remember we had a heter, even if Rabbi Avo says nevela, that's the source for it being usher by everything else, because it's mutter by nevela. When nevela was matired, to get hana, what was included in nevela? It, the meat, and the chelev, and the gid were all hutard. Meaning, gid hanasha is included in the same heter as nevela. It's not an exception contrasting to nevela. It is part of nevela. So Gemara says, really? Gid hanasha could be included in the heter of bisar nevela? Ha nichol lemanta amar. Yesh begid benosei tam. This works according to the manta amar. Machlokes tanoim. Whether that yesh begid benosei tam, that gid, it tastes like something. It gives off a positive taste somewhat. So according to them, manta amar, so we could say, okay, when the Torah allowed basar of nevela, it included gid. Elamanda amar ain begid benosei tam. But if you say, like the opinion, that gidin do not have any taste, the Gemara says it's like a piece of wood. And yet the Torah assers it. It's usser. Everybody agrees to that. But is it usser because it has some type of tam? Or even though it doesn't have tam, it's a chiddush haTorah. So if you say it has no tam, Michael Amemar, say, how could you include that in the heter of Bisar Nevela? What does gid have? How could gid be included in Bisar Nevela? So the Gemara says, Man Shamislay, this is an answer. Man Shamislay, Dara Ein Begidim Nosei Tam. Who is that opinion? Who holds that Gidin are not usher because of its Tam, but it's Kach Gozra HaTorah? Who is that Shita? Rabbi Shimon. It's Rabbi Shimon Shita. Where do you see Rabbi Shimon holds that? The Tanya. Because the Brisa says, Ha Ochel Migid Hanasha Shabahem et Tveya, if I eat the Gid Hanasha of a non kosher animal. We'll talk more about this in a minute. Ez Hashem. Rabbi Yehuda Machayev Shtayim. Rabbi Yehuda says, you get two Averis. Right, you get the Aveira of the non-kosher, and you get the Aveira of Gidanosha. For Rabbi Shimon, Poter. Rabbi Shimon says, you're Potter. Totally! You're by the door. What do you mean, Potter, totally? What about the Isser of non-kosher? What about the Isser of Gid? The answer is, there's no Isser of Gid because Ein Begidin Ben Osei Tam. And therefore, it's a Chiddush. And you limit the Chiddush as much as possible. It only applies to Gidin of kosher animals and not to non-kosher animals. What about the Isser of Nevela? Of Behema Temeya? Sorry. Behema Temeya, only the edible items are Usser. The non-edible items are not Usser. So you see, Rabbi Shimon is the Shita that says, Ain Pagidin Minosei Tam. And we add Rav Shimon and Achinami and in Achinami, the Brisa that we're asking from, the Mishnah that we're asking from, Rav Shimon would argue. Rav Shimon Achinami, to Asr Bana. Rav Shimon would say that Gid Hanashi is Asr Bana. Detanya, Gid Hanashi, Mutar Bana, Dir Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Shimon Oser. So he would Asr it, he would say it is Asr Behana. Period. Stop there. Okay, a couple of points. First of all, the Rishonim already bothered. What kind of machlokas is this about yesh begidin or eid begidin minosei tam? It's machlokas and mitzias? So give it to a non-Jew and ask him if it tastes something like something. Right? What do you mean yesh and eid begidin minosei tam? So the Rashba in Chulin Daf Sadi Beis, where this comes up, says, it must be there is a little taste. And the machlokas is, what's your minimum standard of taste? So it's not a machlokas and mitzias. It's a machlokas in Lamdis. There is a certain type of tam kalush, says the Rashba. A weak taste. The question is that good enough to meet the standard of Tom? That's the Rashba there at Chulon. The Maram Chalava here says, maybe the Machlokas is, everybody agrees there's really no Tom in the Gid. The Machlokas is, what about the sinews and the extra, you know, blood vessels or muscles that are connected to the Gid? Are those called part of the Gid? Maybe that's the Machlokas. Again, not a Machlokas in Metzias, but just a Machlokas exactly what was included. That's somewhat of Machlokas Metzias, but at least it's explainable a little bit. One issue. Other issue, and that is this Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. We've discussed this many times in the past, but here it is in the Gemara, so we can't not discuss it at least for a little bit here. That is the Mishnah in Maseches Chulin quotes this Machlokas Tanoim about whether the Gid Hanashe applies to non-kosher animals. So it's a Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. In the Gemara, it quotes it as Reb Shimon. The Reb Yehuda again says, no egg, Reb Yehuda says it applies to non-kosher animals also. If I eat the Gid HaNashe of a non-kosher animal, I get two Averis. Mashiach in the Tanakama, Reb Shimon says no. You get one Avera. You get the Isser of non-kosher. No egg b'tahora vein and no egg b'tamea. If the Isser of Gid HaNashe, the Chacham say, only applies to tar animals and not to tame animals. Reb Yehuda says no, even to non-kosher animals. The Mishnah there quotes Svaris. The Mishnah there quotes Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda says, I have a Raya that Gid Hanashe applies to non-kosher animals. What's my Raya? Where's the source of Gid Hanashe? It's by the Shvatim. Al-Kainlo, the Pasuk Argamar quoted. Al-Kainlo Yochlo B'nei Yisrael is Gid Hanashe. So you see, it applies to the Shvatim. The Shvatim didn't hold the Hilchos Kashrus. The Shvatim ate camels. The Shvatim ate, you know, non-kosher animals, and yet they weren't allowed to eat the Gid Hanashe. So you see, says Rabbi Yehuda, the Gid Isser of Gid Hanashe applies to non-kosher animals. Say the Chachamim back, this is the crucial line, Amru lo, b'sinai ne'emar, ela shenechtav bimkomo. It was said at Har Sinai, but was written in its place. What does that mean? Rashi has an unbelievable pshat, and the Rambam has an unbelievable pshat. They're each amazing. Says Rashi, the brothers ate Gid Hanashe. They ate Gid Hanashe. Even though it sounds like reading Parshas Vayishlach, they did not eat Gid Hanashe, it's not true. This is the Machlokas and Metzias between the Rashi and the Rambam. If you read Parshas Vayishlach, and if somebody's a Bal Korei, it even sounds this way. It sounds like the Pasuk of Al-Kein Lo Yochlu was put in kind of by the narrator. It's not part of the story. The story is told, and Yaakov fights with the Malach, and he called the place Penuel, and then all of a sudden you have Al-Kein Lo Yochlu B'nei Yisrael Gid Hanashe Adayom Hazeh. Right, you have Al-Kain. It sounds like it was stuck in there. Rashi says it was. That wasn't part of the story, says Rashi. The brothers ate Gid Hanashe. It was only at Har Sinai that Hashem told Moshe, don't eat Gid Hanashe, but you know what? Put this Isser where the source of it is. Parshas Vayishlach. Rashi says, Zeshe, Pasuk Zeshe is here alav, b'sinai no ne'emar, v'ad Sinai lo huzharu, ela shenechtav bimkomo. La'achar shenomar b'sinai, v'kasav v'sider Moshe es ha-Torah, kasav ha-mikra hazeh al ha-maisa, al-kein huzaru b'nei Yisrael acharechein, shelo yuchlu hagid. That is Rashi. That's what the pasuk means by b'sinai ne'emar, ela shenechtav bimkomo. The Rambam right here in the Pirush Mishnayos says otherwise. This is top five Rambams in Pirush Mishnayos. The Rambam himself says, Sim libcha ela ikar agadol azeh. Listen closely to this ikar that I'm going to tell you. What does this mean? The Rambam says, of course not. No! The Rambam says that this Mishnah means it was usher to the Bnei Yisrael. The Shvatim did not eat Gid Hanasha. But, says the Rambam, that does not have any relevance to our Isser of not eating Gid Hanasha. And there the Rambam applies the principle from Masechta Shabbos, Nitna Torah v'nischatcha halacha. Don't bring me rayas from before Maimed Har Sinai to teach me about halacha post Maimed Har Sinai. The reason the Rambam says, and we've brought many rayas to this in the past, the reason the Rambam says that we don't eat Gid Hanasha is not because of Bnei Yaakov. The reason we don't eat Gid Hanasha is because of Moshe Rabbeinu. The reason we don't eat Avram Ben Achai. The reason we do Bris Milah is not because of Avram Avinu. It's because Moshe Rabbeinu told us at Har Sinai. Our halachic Mesorah started at Har Sinai. That's the difference between, as Rav Soloveitchik called it, the history of a mitzvah and the reason a mitzvah is obligatory upon us. Those are two different issues. The history of a mitzvah can be before Har Sinai, but the reason it's obligatory upon us is because Moshe Rabbeinu told us to do it at Har Sinai. Again, that is a huge topic. I think we must have had a Daf Be'in share about this in the past. If not, I'll try to get one in. But that is the Isser of Gid Hanasha. Okay, we continue. So we spoke about Nevela and Shreifa and Gid Hanasha. And now next one, Vahari Dam. What about the Isser of eating blood? Durachmana, Almar Kol Nefesh Mikem Lo Sochal Dam. The Torah tells us you're not allowed to eat blood. Vitnan, and the Mishnah says, Elu va'elu, Misarvin ba'ama. What Elu va'elu? The different bloods that you pour, we know on the southwest side of the Mizbeach, there were two holes. One on the south side, one on the west side. Two holes in the Yesod of the Mizbeach. That's where you poured the leftover blood. On the south side, that leftover blood was from the Chataos Chitzonios, and on the left side, on the west side, was the Chataos Pnimios. Underneath the ground, the pipes mixed in, and that's Elu Ve'elu now, Misarvin Ba'ama, V'yotzen L'Nachal Kidron, and went out to the Kidron Valley, that's where the pipe emptied into, and V'nimkarin L'Ganonin L'Zevel, and it was sold to people who had gardens there in order to use for fertilizer. U'mo'alinbo, but there is Me'ila there, Rashi says, until you redeem it. Until you redeem it. Tosfos says, no, this only means on a Darabana level, because on a Daraisa level, you already had Na'asis Mitzvaso, and therefore there's no more Isser of Me'ila. But either way, what do you see from here? That your blood is Usser to eat, and yet there's a heter of Hana, right? After you redeem it, whatever it is, but you're allowed to get a benefit from it to use in your field. So, I kash on Rabbi Yavahu. So again, shiny dam diskish lamayim. Again, dam is an exception to Rabbi Yavahu's rule, because dam is compared to water. Dechsiv, lo sochlenu al aretz ishbachenu kamayim. Don't eat it, pour it on the ground like water. So you see, blood is compared to water. Ma mayim mutarin avdam mutar. Just like water is mutar bahana'a, so too blood is mutar bahana'a. Says the Gemara, how do you know that? How do you know which water it's being compared to? V'yema kamayim hamin snaschim al gabi ha-mizbeach. Maybe it's referring to the water that's poured on the mizbeach on Sukkos. That water has to be used for avoda. So maybe it's going to be compared to that water. Some may be avo. No. Kimayim rov mayim. It's compared to most water. Most water in the world is not the water that's used on the mizbeach. Says the Gemara, midi rov mayim siv. How do you know that? It doesn't say it's being compared to rov water. It's being compared to water. So maybe it's going to be compared to water in the mizbeach. So Ella Amar of Ashi, Kimayim Hanishpachin, Velo Kamayim Hanisachim. It's compared to Ala Aretz Tishpachenu Kamayim. It's compared to water that's poured out, not water that is sprinkled carefully on the Mizbeach. So that refers to regular water. Ay, V'ema Kamayim Hanishpachin Lifnei Avodah Zarah. Maybe water that's poured in front of Avodah Zarah, and that's also Asur. Says the Gemara again, no. Hasam Nami Nisach Ikri. Water used in front of Avodah Zarah, even though you're Shofechit, it's called Nisach, as in Yayin Nesach. Tichsiv, as the Pasuk says, in Hazinu, Yishtu Ye Nisicham. So you see, Yayin of Avodah Zarah is called Yayin Nesach, even though it is nishpach out. Okay, that is blood. Before we get to the next one, we just have one other ahara. Ula Chizkia. We've discussed Rabbi Yavo for the past amud. What about Chizkia? Remember, Chizkia is the one that said that if it says lo sochal, it just means not to eat it. It does not include an isser of hana'ah. So according to Chizkia, lamay hilchaza ishkash tam lamayim, you don't need the comparison between blood and water for Chizkia. So what does he do with the connection of blood and water? Right, water, it, blood is already a mutter bahana, even without the comparison. So what do you have the comparison for? Parenthetically, Rashi points out, why did the Gemara ask this earlier? What does Chizkiah do with the pasuk of Nevela? That's not a problem. Because he could use that either to teach you the order or to teach you the literal nature, right? Only selling it to a Nachri and giving it to a Ger. So Rashi points out there's no problem by Nevela. But the problem is here. What does he need the comparison between blood and water for? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, we had this halacha earlier, back in the end of the first parak. How do you know blood of kudshim, blood in the Beis HaMikdash, is not machshir l'kabel tuma, sheneemar lo sochlenu al aretz ishbachenu kamayim. Because of this comparison. Dam shenishba kamayim machshir, blood that you just spill out on the floor, that's compared to water, she'enu nishba kamayim, but blood that you don't just spill on the floor, but you use it in the Beis HaMikdash for avoda, eino machshir, period. Adkan, discussions of dam. So we had nevela, and shreifa, and dam, and now we have next, vaharei, Aver min hachai. What about Aver min hachai? Dichsiv, a limb of a live animal. The pasuk tells me, Lo sochal hanefesh im habasar. That is the source. Don't eat the soul with the flesh. Chazal learned out from there the isser of Aver min hachai. And again, it says the lashon of achila, vitanya, and the brisa says, Rabbi Nassan Omer, minayin shelo yoshid adam kos yayin lenazir, ve'ever menachai lebnei noach, as we mentioned before, how do we know that you're not allowed to give a nazir, a cup of wine, or a ben noach, ever min hachai? How do you know that? Tamalomar, v'lifnei iver, l'sitin mechshol, it's l'fnei iver. You're giving them, you're helping them, you're facilitating an avera. But what's mashma from there? Only to a non-Jew are you not allowed to give Aver Menachai. Halaklavim Shari, but to your own dogs you can. Meaning, it's mutar bahana. Kashan Rabbi Avahu. So the Gemara says, Shiny Aver Menachai to Iskish Ladam. No, Aver Menachai is also different because it's compared to Dam. And we already said that Dam has a heter. Tichziv, rak chazak levilti achol adam, ki hadam hu hanefesh. And in the end of that pasuk, it repeats the isra of Aver Menachai. So again, you see, special din. Let's just finish, and then there's a lot to say. Ula chizkiya lamai hilchaz eishkish Aver Menachai ladam. So again, we ask on chizkiya, what do you need this comparison for? But between Dam and Aver Menachai, omer lecha, to tell you, damu diskish le'Aver Menachai in this way. The opposite, dam is compared to Aver Menachai. Not vice versa. Ma Aver Menachai asur av dam menachai asur. Dam menachai is also asur. Ve'eze, and what dam is that? Ze dam akaza shenefesh yotzeba. The blood that comes out as the animal's life leaves, that's the blood that is asur in dam menachai. Rashi points out the Gemara in Maseches Krisus that talks about four different types of blood. Four bloods, the Gemara says there. Right? Yish dalid mine dam in behekis. Right, the blood that shoots out, the blood that squirts out, the blood that trickles out, all the different types of blood, only some of them are Isser Daraisa, not all of them. An example of an Isser Daraisa that they're a chilukim with on a Daraisa level, but that is the Isser of Dam. Good. We've answered for Chizkiah and for Rebbe Avahu. Couple of important ha'aris. First, a small one, and that is Minchas Chinuch notes in Mitzvah Yud Dalid. He says, so we have, according to Rebbe Avahu, we have an Isser of Aver Menachai, and we have a hekish which limits it. Really, theoretically, it should be aser bahana'a also, but the hekish limits it. So let me ask, says the Menachas Chinuch, what about for Bnei Noach? Bnei Noach, Aver Menachai is one of the Shemim Mitzvos Bnei Noach. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, and the big three. So Aleph is Aver Menachai. And Birchas Hashem, and Gezel, and Dinim. So it's aser to Bnei Noach too. Says the Menachas Chinuch, Bnei Noach do not have hekeshim that allow them to darshan halachos. So here you have an Isser of Aver Menachai, which pasha should be Aser Ba'ana, and they don't have the Hekish. So says the Minchas Chinuch, can it be that Aver Menachai would be Mutter Ba'ana for a Jew because of the Hekish, but Aser Ba'ana for a non-Jew because he doesn't have the Hekish? He says, Misvara, that's what I would say. But then he says, maybe you just have to go back to the principle of Mi'ika. Right? The principle, this is the Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Yud Dalid, in Os Ches, Osches. He says, I should say this in the midst of Eved Barachai, but I'm writing it here, because this is where I have it. So he says, Pashas, you would say that for non-Jews, it is still Aser Bahana. But then he says, you have the principle of Mika Miti. What's Mika Miti? The Gemara says in Yevamos and elsewhere, that you never have something that's mutter for a Jew and Aser for a non-Jew. There's nothing, never anything more chamor for a non-Jew. So, unless you hold, don't hold of that principle, says the Menachas Chinuch, that's why you would say that once there is a hekesh for Jews to limit it to Israel Akila, so too to non-Jews. The huge discussion that we can have here, this we had a Daf Be'in Shir about 4 years ago. It should be one of the earliest Daf Be'in Shir regarding the Sugya of Lifnei Iver. Sugya of Lifnei Iver, which is discussed here regarding Iver Menachai. I didn't bring it up, but already on Amud Aleph, back on Amud Aleph, Tosfos discusses Lifnei Iver. How could you send an Iver Menachai to a... How could you say gin hadasha, right, to a non-Jew? He says, the chulu, he says, it toasts to the Ramaskal of Rabbi Shimon. He says, Rabbi Yehuda holds that gin hadasha is also to bnei Noach too. So why isn't that lifnei iver? And he discusses that maybe it wasn't usher to bnei Noach until after Ma'an Torah. That's a discussion of Tosfos on Amud Aleph. But lifnei iver has much to be discussed. Just to mention maybe 2 points, and then we will continue. Number one, the Minchas Chinuch discusses is lifnei iver as the poskim quote Rashi, the Rambam, the Sefer HaChinuch, all quote. There are 2 parts of it, of lifnei iver. Number one, facilitating my friend for doing an avera, helping them do an avera. That's one element of lifnei iver. And number two is giving bad advice. That's what Rashi quotes Allah Torah also, giving bad advice. I really want something, and I know you're interested in buying it, so I try to convince you not to buy it, and then I go buy it. Right, lifnei iver bidavar, in front of somebody who's blind in a certain area, so do not give bad advice. Right, that's lifnei iver as well. Those are the 2 parts of lifnei iver. Wonders the minchas chinuch, is literally lifnei iver included in lifnei iver? What about if I put a rock in front of a blind person, and they trip over it? Even if not, the iser is putting it, right? That's like lo sitain michshol, just putting it. But what about if I literally put a rock in front of a blind person? Is that the Isser Da? Of course you violate Ahatorecha Kamocha. And you violate other Isurim. But do I violate Lifnei Iver? So says the Menachas Chinuch, I don't know why Rashi jumps over the Pshat. Rashi always says the Pshat, and then he says the Drush. Why does Rashi just quote the Isser of giving bad advice? And also, the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch do not quote this. They don't quote the Pasha Pshat. I don't know why, says the Menachas Chinuch. But then if you look in the Klei Yakar explains why. Because what does the Pasuk say? Our Pasuk here in beginning of Parshas Kedoshim. Lifnei iver lo sitein michshol v'yareisa me'alokecha ani Hashem. What does that always mean? Fear God ani Hashem. That always means, even though you don't think it's an Avera, and nobody else could determine that it's an Avera, ani Hashem, I know that what you're doing is an Avera. That's what it always means. What does Rashi say? Lefisha davar hazeh eino masur lebrios leida im daito shalzeh latova o lera'a v'yochol lihi shamit v'lomar latova nizkavanti. That's why he says v'yareisa v'lokecha, Hashem knows your kavanis. Says the Klei Yakar implicitly that you don't need a v'yareisa v'lokecha ani Hashem to know that putting a rock in front of a blind person is a bad thing to do. Everybody knows and can see that that's a terrible thing to do. So the pshat of the pasuk must be something deeper that's not exactly known, and you need the Ani Hashem. And that's why the Rambam and the Chinuch and Rashi all jump to the Lifnei Suma Bedavar. Again, that is number one. The other issue is the Meshur Chakira that's discussed by the Achronim. How do you look at the Isra of Lifnei Iver, what we call Klali Prati? Do you say that if I violate Lifnei Iver of 42 different Averis, it's all the same category in Shamayim of Lifnei Iver? Or do I say, no, my scorecard in Shamayim, every Avera has a Lifnei Iver section on it. There's no Lifnei Iver scorecard upstairs, right? There's a Lifnei Iver section of every Avera. So if I do a Lifnei Iver of Nevela, Lifnei Iver of Gidanasha, and Lifnei Iver of 10 different Averas, it's 10 different Averas. I did a little bit of Gidanasha. I did a little bit of every Avera. Many nafkaminas to that. One that I like the most is the Machlokas Balamar Ramban in Masechta Sanhedrin. Lifnei Iver of the big three, is that Yehoreg Val Yavar? Machlokas Balamar and the Ramban. Lifnei Iver, I think Sanhedrin of Ayin Dalet or so, around there. So it's beautiful. Is Lifnei Iver of the big three, right? It's a machlokas, klali prati, a machlokas between the Ramban and the Balamar. Again, a lot more, obviously, in Lifnei Iver, but we'll leave it for now. Says the Gemara, next issue to discuss. V'harei shor haniskal. What about an ox that kills somebody and therefore needs to be stoned? The Torah says its meat cannot be eaten. Vitanya, Mimashmashin Emar Sako Isokelasar. The Torah already says you have to stone the ox. Adi Odeshahi Nevela Venevela Zurabachila. Of course it's usur to eat. You stoned it. It's a nevela. So what's the issue? Why does the Torah have to say? Umata Malama Loya Achel, why does the Torah have to tell me not to eat it if I already know it's stoned, it wasn't shechted? It's to teach me that even if somehow you didn't stone it, after it had a gemar din, you shechted it, you weren't supposed to. It's still aser bahana'a. That's what the Torah is adding. I only know it's aser to eat it, even if it shechted. How do I know even if it's aser even bahana'a? Tamalom or ba'al ashar naki. The Baal Ashar is naki, is totally clean. My mashma, what does that mean? Shimon ben Zoma Omer, ka'adam shomer lechavero, yatsa ploni naki min chasav, like somebody who says to their friend, this person went out clean from his possessions. Ve'ein lo bohem ana shel klum. He has no ana. That's the brisa about Shor HaNiskal. So now we darshan. Taima the kasav u Baal Ashar naki. The only reason that I realize that it is asur bahana'a is because it is specific pasuk you're teaching me that. Di'imi lo ye'achel, if it's only from that pasuk, isra achila mashma, isra analo mashma. Right? Kashan Rabbi Yavo. Why wouldn't I have said automatically that it's already asur bahana'a? What do you need a specific makar by Shor HaNiskal? So the Gemara answers, la'olam lo ye'achel, isra achila v'isra analo mashma. Really, Rabbi Yavo is right. Ubal hashar naki lahanas orohu da'asa. Really, all that pasuk is teaching me is about the skin, the hide of the animal is mutter. The itzrich salgadai the chamina lo ye'achel es pesaroksiv. I'm sorry, it's aser. It's aser. Even the or is also aser. That's what the chiddush is. I might have said, don't eat its meat. Ksiv b'saro in ora lo, only its flesh is aser and not its or and not its hide. Kamash malon. Kamash malon, we say that even the hide is aser. Look at the Sfasemis here. The Sfasemis discusses, is this Gemara a raya to the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam? What Rabbeinu Tam? You have to just mention this whenever Shor HaNiskal comes up. There's a major machlokas Rishonim elsewhere between all Rishonim versus Rabbeinu Tam. A Shor HaNiskal becomes aser bahana'a. When? When does it become aser bahana'a? Most Rishonim say right away. It's aser, that's the chiddush of the Torah. It becomes aser bahana'a right after Gemar Din. Rabbeinu Tam says that he has rayas to this only la'achar sheniskal. Only after it's niskal. So the Sfasemis discusses, is this Azar Gemara a raya or a kasha on that sheet of Rabbeinu Tam? Feel free to look there in the Sfasemis. Either way, we have to just do our Gemara. Ulahanach tanoi demaf kilei lahaikra l'drasha achrina. But there are other tanoim, if you look in the Seches Baba Kama, that use this pasuk of Baal Ashar Naki for other purposes. L'chatzi kofer, to teach me that a tam, what if you have a tam animal, a tam that usually pays chatzi nezek, a tam does not pay half kofer. Kofar is a payment that one pays if an ox kills a person, Rachmana Litzlan. So a tam doesn't pay chatzi kofar. Or ula d'mei vlados, or for the halacha, paying d'mei vlados for the fetuses. So there are other shitas that use this pasuk for other items. Hanas oro minalahu. So how do they know the isser of getting hana from the or? So nafka lahu. They learn it from the word es. May es bisaro. Es hatafel bisaro. S, something that is tafel to the basar, and that's the or. The idach, S lo darish. And the other opinion said, no, S, you don't darish in the or. Famous, here we go. Kidatanya comes up 8 places in Shas. Kidatanya, who does not darish in Essen, at least at a certain stage of his life? Shimino Hamsuni. V'yamri la nechemya Hamsuni. One of these people. Hayadarish kol Essen Shabbat Torah. He used to darish in every S in the Torah. Once he came to Es Hashem Alkechatira Pireish, he threw it away. He said, what can I add on to Hashem? He was doing his doctoral thesis, and he came up to Es Hashem Alkechatira, and he darshan every S in the Torah up till there. Hundreds, thousands, I don't know how many. And he was ready to throw it away. Right? We could have said that he could have skipped over it. No. He stopped. Amrul Tamidav Rebbe, Kaletzin Shabbat Darashta, Matahealan. What's going to be with everything that you darshaned already? Amrul Ahem, he's told him the famous line, Kishem Shekibati Schara La Drisha, Kach Ani Makabal Schara La Prisha. Just like I got Schara on the Drisha, on the darshaning, so too I'll get Schara on the Prisha, on the stopping the darshan. So that's the Manda Amar. He holds like Rabbi Nechemiah or Shimon Amsuni, who stopped darshaning Essen. But the Gemara just ends off with a postscript, Ad Sheba Rabbi Akiva, until his Rabbi Akiva came along. V'darash es Hashem alokecha tira l'rabos talmidei chachamim. Until he came to Rabbi Akiva, who darshaned, that S includes talmidei chachamim. Okay, a lot to say here. One that I've mentioned many times in the past, and that is, he darshaned every S in the Torah. He couldn't figure this one out. He darshaned Es HaShemayim, the Es HaAretz, every Es in the Torah. What was so hard about this one? And what could Rabbi Akiva figure out that he couldn't figure out? Rabbi Akiva was at such a higher level? So the Bali Musar is saying, no, the difference was Rabbi Akiva had one thing that Nechemiah HaMsuni didn't have. He had a Rebbe like Nechemiah HaMsuni. He had a Talmud Chacham who he saw in front of him, who was ready to throw away all of his life's work because of MS, because he thought, I must be wrong because I can't figure this one out. L'rabos Talmidei Chachamim. That's to include Talmidei Chachamim, and that's what Rabbi Akiva had, that Rabbi Nechemiah HaMsuni didn't have. The Kotzker says on this line, L'rabos Es HaShem Alokechati, L'rabos Talmidei Chachamim, even Talmidei Chachamim have to have Yirat Shamayim. L'rabos Talmidei Chachamim, right, turning it on its head. That's the Kotzker. L'rabos Kotzker Kedarka Bakodesh L'shitaso, L'rabos Talmidei Chachamim. The other question that I haven't really dealt with in the past is, why is it that Dafka Rabbi Akiva was able to figure this out? There's a lot of Rabbanim, that Tanoim that might have been around. Dafka Rabbi Akiva was able to figure it out. So again, a lot of the Bali Musar have their own suggestions, trying to figure it out. But why Dafka is Rabbi Akiva? Rabbeinu Bachai says maybe because he was the one that was Nichnas Lepardes, V'Nichnas B'Shalom, V'Yatza B'Shalom, so he was able to figure it out. Others say that he had a special view of Talmidei Chachamim. Why? Says Rav Yonasan Eibeshitz, Ma Tzorech L'Rabos L'Tzavos Almora Talmidei Chachamim, Halo Kol HaMa'aretz Yodeis Ma'alasam V'Chashivas. Maybe the reason Nechemiah HaMsuni didn't darshan is that he thought it was a Dover Pashut. What do you need to darshan this? It's obvious! It's obvious! If a Talmid Chacham is a servant of God, of course you have to have a Mora of the servant of God. That's where Rabbi Akiva came along and said, no, you have to darshan it. Because what does the Gemara say later on in Maseches Pesachim? Rabbi Akiva used to say, if I would meet a Talmid Chacham, I'll bite him like a donkey. Right? I'll bite him. Meaning he was very against Talmidei Chachamim when he was in his Am Haaretz days. So Rabbi Akiva said, no, you need a mitzvah. L'rabos Talmidei Chachamim. V'yada b'nafsho, sheyesh v'yesh, amal etzavos ha'ami ha'aretz al ha'inyan. And that's why he says, you have to darshan it, l'rabos Talmidei Chachamim. So that is the what he darshes. Again, there's a lot more, but we'll stop here. Okay, that is Nechemiah HaMsuni and Shimon HaMsuni. We'll stop here. B'ez Hashem, we'll continue again tomorrow's daf. B'ez Hashem is from the last cycle. It's the Shabbos daf. B'ez Hashem, we'll pick up on with Sunday's daf.